Hello, I'm Carlotta Rabello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we take a final glance through our summer weekly newspapers to uncover an oasis floating in Vienna's Old Danube. This inactive arm of the Danube River is home to the Gänse Häufel, an island dotted with green lawns, lake beaches and pools that offers respite from the city's soaring summer temperatures. Monocle's Vienna correspondent Kimberly Bradley brings us this report.
It's a hot summer day in Vienna and the city's labyrinthine streets are steaming. But 10 minutes on the metro from the city center is a vast forested island with green lawns, lakeside beaches, pools, and other respites from the rising temperatures. From early May to mid-September, the Gänse Häufel, an island on the Old Danube, an inactive arm of the river, is an oasis that can see up to 30,000 people splashing about on its sandy shores or in multiple pools. They play beach volleyball or use a zipline in a verdant climbing park. They might even lounge and splash au naturel in the nudist area, a popular fixture on the island since the 1980s. But most striking is the mid-century architecture that accommodates visitors' recreational needs and has created a decades-old subculture for regular visitors. Past the entrance area, the Gänse Häufel is like a small city. Colonnaded concrete structures, not unlike modernist housing blocks, are marked with designations such as Kästchen, lockers, Kabinen, cabins, and Kabanen, cabanas. The latter two are permanent small spaces for season pass holders. Concrete staircases rise to the upper stories of the cabin blocks. Further on are one-story private cabanas, arranged like row houses, then circular towers with three-level cabanas. Families who waited years to reserve a cabana sit on their lawns amid decorations, from garden gnomes to more tasteful touches. It's a beautiful island with beautiful architecture, says Marianne Vlaschitz, a visual artist who lives in Vienna and visits the Gänse Häufel on hot days. It looks sometimes like a movie set, sometimes like an ancient Mediterranean structure. It makes you feel like you're suddenly in another world. In a way, you are. The city has made sure that this island, named for the goose breeding that once took place here, Gänse are geese, Häufel is a small river embankment, has remained a recreational site. In the late 19th century, when the Danube was rerouted and the Old Danube surrounding the Gänse Häufel became more lake than moving river, locals began swimming here. In 1900, the island was rented by a naturalist named Florian Berndl, who promoted nude and co-ed bathing. His libertine approach, however, lost him his lease, and the city of Vienna took over administration of the area, at the time reachable only via rowing boat, ferry, or a swimmer's own two arms. Viennese relaxed here until the Second World War, when bomb attacks completely destroyed the island's facilities. Yet it didn't take long for the city to bring the Gänse Häufel back, in part as a symbol of post-war progress and rebuilding. Architects Max Fellerer and Eugen Wuerle were commissioned to create the plans, not just for the buildings, but also the city's first wave pool and children's pool. Planning and construction started in 1946, and the island reopened in 1950. Everything that was there then is still here today. Cabins and cabanas are connected to the socialist and hygienic ideas of the 1920s and 1930s Red Vienna era. Yet the architecture, with its horizontal orientation, lack of ornament, and use of concrete and clear lines and curves, is modernist. As the designers said at the time, a person coming here stressed and needing refreshment shouldn't be greeted with a stiff symmetry, but should step into a natural yet cared-for garden in which the buildings are set in rows, yet don't push an agenda and have no pathos. That sentiment has remained. Season pass locals wait up to a decade to get a lease on a cabana. Renting one for the summer is about 600 euros, for a smaller cabin about 400 euros. Some of them spend every hot day here on ultimate staycation, lying on sunbeds and chatting with cabana neighbors. When it comes to visitors, working-class Viennese mix with hipsters and families who enjoy the shallow Lido, at nearly 2 kilometers, one of the longest in Europe, or take advantage of sailing and rowing clubs. Lockers and doors still have their old woodwork, and the low entry price of €5.90 per day and an egalitarian vibe are just as old school. In the 1990s, the city declared the island and its architecture a historical treasure. And in the early 2000s, the entire area was restored true to its original plans, in part to celebrate its centennial. It's a piece of Austria made for the people, then and now.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Kimberly Bradley for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.